Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, everyone. This is Leona Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. Our guest today, Miriam Jacobs, could not be with us, and she will be on next Wednesday for sure. While we have the show going, I want to discuss a few things about the critical times that we are now living in and things that are going on all around us that is pretty much scary, but also predicted and prophesied. Before I start the show, I'd like to say a prayer because I haven't said my prayer this morning, and this does not reflect any specific religion because I'm not one to judge any religion, as many religions do amongst themselves, which I think is very wrong, and that'll be part of the critical times we want to discuss. But I'd like to say this morning, this afternoon, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Almighty Father, for the air that you breathe into our nostrils. I thank you for the food and drink, both spiritual and physical, that you provide us with. I thank you for the light that you bring into our dark storms. I thank you, Almighty Father, for walking these journeys with us that we are going through, critical times hard to deal with. I thank you for the blood that was shed on our behalf so that we may have hope for salvation. I know, dear Father, that you created a perfect world. You created a perfect paradise. And because of the evil within and around us all today that we are suffering from, it was brought in by the evil spirits. Your angel, Satan, whom you threw out of heaven onto this world with all of his followers, continues to affect all of us. And there is so much going on. Father, you know, and I know, that you are a God of love. You are a God of beauty, a God of compassion and mercy and understanding and forgiveness. We're living in a world now where people forget those that have been blessed with families, those that have been blessed with so many things, and yet find nothing else to talk about but their hatred towards someone else because of the pigmentation, because of their religion, because of their social status, because of their whatever it may be. People look down upon people, and these people are your sons and daughters worldwide. So, Father, I thank you for being with us, for seeing all things, knowing all things, for knowing the truth. I thank you for hearing all prayers. Dear Father, I thank you for the forgiveness when we fall short and we ask for forgiveness. And I do ask for forgiveness for anything that I have done throughout my lifetime that has been displeasing in your eyes. And I ask for forgiveness for my loved one, whom you know and whom you watch each and every day. You see the injustices going on in this world. Father, I ask you, with all the wars going on right now, to please start revealing to everyone what your purpose is for us and for this world. I know there's something much more perfect beyond this system of things, and I know that you are going to be displaying it all soon. It has been prophesied in Bible scriptures, the things that would happen in the final days, the hearts of many growing cold, the proud, the boastful, the greedy, the corrupt, the lying, the deceptives. You have predicted all of these things through your loyal prophets throughout the years, through your loyal disciples. So I thank you for that. You have said in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, you mention, if we can tell when there's a storm that's going to be coming up, that's going to be appearing before us, we should be able to tell the signs of the time. Well, we do. I do see the signs of the time. You told Moses and you told Noah in the beginning, when the flood ended, that there would never be a destruction of the world by flood. You told Noah the next time would be by fire. We have global warming right now. We have wars, nuclear wars going, ready to go off any time now. We know that we are in those days of fire, and we know that we need to get it right with you. So, Father, I thank you for being with us. I thank you for your forgiveness, your compassion, your mercy, understanding, your undeserved kindness that we do not deserve. I thank you for it all, Father. I thank you for watching over us and our loved ones. And I ask you, dear Father, to be with our brothers and sisters, your sons and daughters worldwide, who are without food, without clothing, without shelter. Please share some of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us in this world, in this country. Please share some of those blessings with others who are without. And Father, please be with those individuals, your sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters, who at this time are contemplating suicide or homicide because they cannot cope with the things that are going on around them. We know that there is so much pain, sorrow, and suffering, and this is why I ask that you come quickly. There are so many people in this world, dear Father, who are hurting so bad, they don't know which way to turn. And we don't have the right leaders, worldly leaders, that we should. We have legislative members in this world who are all about themselves, who do not take the time to go in and visit those behind those prison walls, or go into the homes, or go into the streets or communities where there's so much suffering going on. We do not have religious leaders that are teaching not to hate others because of their religion, but to try to learn about those religions. Because, Father, you have given me the opportunity to be a part of all of these religions, to see what they're about. And they're all about you. They may call you different names, but you are a God of many names. They may think that their religion is the only religion. But I don't believe in religion. I believe in spiritual guidance from you. I believe in you. A person does not have to even be in a church made by hands. We can be in our room, on our knees, praying to you and thanking you for whatever and everything that you are doing for us. Because everything that's going on in our lives, whether it be bad or good, it is you, it is your will, because you are in full control of all things. It is your purpose that we go through what we're going through. But we also know, as it says in Ephesians, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against powers and principalities, rulers of darkness in high places in this world. We know, Father, that this is a spiritual battle. This is a battle between you and Satan. And you stated that in Genesis. When you came in to find Adam and Eve, were deceived, and they sinned. And you told Satan you were going to put a seed between his and a seed between hers. So, Father, I know what's happening in this world today is all spiritual. But we also know as Jesus healed the possessed when he was in this world, we also know that the evil dwells within human beings. Evil dwells within those flesh and blood. And so we're walking amongst people that we don't even know if they are our enemies or our friends, if they are our enemies or our family. But we do know one thing. Whatever you're allowing Satan to do on this earth, and as it says in Revelations chapter 12, verses 7 to 12, Satan and his followers, the once angels of yours, were thrown out of heaven onto the earth. And you stated in that scripture, woe to the earth because Satan knows he has but a short time. So we know his time is running out, and that's why things are getting even worse. Critical times hard to deal with. So we need you in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, our souls more than ever. We need you to guide and protect and direct our loved ones and ourselves and our brothers and sisters worldwide. And Father, I know there's nothing that can be done right now. Because it is your purpose to see just how people react and interact amongst one another. We know that you are watching all things and you are giving everyone an opportunity to show their godliness. You are giving us all an opportunity to change our ways, to think about others, to be with others, to help others, and not so much of our own. We know we're living in critical times when we see people all around us in power that are all about greed, the corruption that's going on. We see people living in poverty with nothing, trying to struggle, trying to make ends meet, while we see others that are so rich, that have been blessed so much with money, with wealth, and they're still greedy for more. Father, I love you, and I know that you are listening to us right now because you hear all things and you know all things. I pray for our brothers and sisters who are greedy. And they teach us, or they taught us, when I was going to church, the Our Father. And it says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, And Father, there are so many people in the churches that are saying, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I cannot say that because I have not forgiven everyone that I should forgive. So I ask you to please help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Help us to forgive those who are still trespassing against us. Because it is so difficult. It is so difficult to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Yet we want to be forgiven by you. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all the evil from within all of people, all over the world. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For you are the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Father, I ask you to please walk with us as we go through this journey that is soon to end. We know what your thoughts, your ways, and your deeds are. You're a forgiving God, and you created a world of color, and yet color seems to be one of the biggest causes of division in this world. People cannot accept the fact that when you made all these beautiful colors in this world, you also made them within us, within your sons and daughters. You made the whites, the reds, the blacks, the beige, the brown. You made us all this way because it was part of your colorful creation. And yet we live in a world that the people do not even understand your ways, your thoughts, your deeds. So, Father, I ask you to please instill in their hearts, minds, and souls what the truth is about your creation. So many people in this world have been brought up to have that hatred within them. And we know that you do not create evil, but we do know that there are evil spirits dwelling amongst people. And many of those people are teaching their young ones how to hate. That is not of you. So when Jesus healed the possessed while walking in this world, I ask you to heal the possessed of the people of today who carry such anger, such hatred, such racism, such vengeance, retaliation. I ask you to heal them, to remove all that evil from within and around us all. Let no weapons formed against any of your sons and daughters. And Father, those men and women and youth behind the prison walls, you forgave Moses, you forgave King David, and you forgave Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul. You forgave them, and they were all murderers. There are so many people behind those prison walls who are wrongfully convicted. You know that. And there are also people behind those prison walls who were first-time offenders, who were stumbled by others. You see it all, Father, and that's why I thank you for knowing all things and seeing all things. Because we live in a society today where people judge without knowing all the facts. They think because the courts have found someone guilty that that person is the worst person in the world, when you and I both know that some of those people are so godly and they were caught up in such evil. So I ask you to be with them, Father, to continue to watch over them, to protect them, and to speak to those who have been victims of crime. Speak to them to let them know that you are in full control. They don't have to take vengeance. They don't have to retaliate because they don't know your plan. None of us do. So, Father, I ask you to be in the prisons with those individuals who are not only sentenced to harsh punishment by having their freedom taken away and their God-given rights, but also that are being further abused by people who are possessed by evil, evil overseers that can't get enough of vengeance and hatred because they too are evil and they know they can get away with these things. So, Father, I ask you to deal directly with the overseers of these people who have been forced to spend the rest of their lives in prison, forced by man. I ask you to deal with those overseers that are further abusing and misusing. I ask you, Father, to control everything that's going on in the prisons. Because people on the outside, members of society, your sons and daughters, the sons and daughters who do not have that kind of compassion in their hearts, the sons and daughters that are looking into the prisons at those people who are still being abused and expecting all of these evil things to happen to them, yet they can allow for overseers who are also criminals to do it, and they gain respect. How does that happen? I don't know. But it's not up to me to know. It's up to you, Father, and you know. And I'm sure that, as the Christ Jesus says in the book of Romans and Luke, vengeance is his. So help us to forgive our enemies, because we know that our enemies will be repaid by the Christ Jesus at the second coming. They will be repaid for all the pain and sorrow and suffering that they have caused others. So, Father, I thank you for all these things. I ask you to be with our brothers and sisters, your sons and daughters in the nursing homes being abused, in the streets being shot down, stabbed in the back, our brothers and sisters who have been hung, our brothers and sisters who have done nothing, but were born with the color that you gave us. There are so many deceivers out there. There are so many lambs amongst the wolves behind the prison walls, in the communities, in the homes. You have your lambs amongst the wolves behind those prison walls. We don't know who they are, but we should be able to tell just by their inner being, the way they talk, the way they act. You have your lambs amongst the wolves all over the world. And it's the wolves we have to look for and look out for, because we have so many people that smile in your face, stab you in the back. We have so many people that talk so nice to you while manipulating or trying to find ways to destroy you. This is Satan. So I thank you for the wisdom that you have given me, and I'm sure that you have given so many others out there. I ask you to walk with your children. Walk with all of us who are trying so hard to do the right things in life, to be non-judgmental, to help others who cannot help themselves, to pray for those who do not know how to pray, to speak to those who are at their lowest peak and don't know which way to turn. Father, we have enemies out here that we try to love, and the hatred in them is so deep that they don't know how to love back. There's so many of them that are so insecure that they feel they have to be in cliques. They have to be in areas where there are other people who are trying to be better than others. And some of our brothers and sisters, your sons and daughters, feel they have to put on a fuss, put on a show to be accepted by their peers. They don't realize that we don't need anyone in our lives except you. And I hope our brothers and sisters out there who are feeling that insecure will open up a Bible. I don't care if it's a Holy Bible. I don't care if it's a King James Version. I don't care if it's a Quran or a Torah. I don't care. As long as they open a Bible and see how this creation came about. Because every Bible, up to the first five books, speaks about the I Am, the Allah, the Abba, Jehovah, the Most High. You do have so many names. Yeshua. But Father, I don't need to open the Bible every day, because I've opened it so much. I have seen it. I have seen everything you've been trying to tell us. But in order that I may hear you when you speak to me, I have to open that Bible. Because you don't speak to us verbally, out in the open, as many false preachers say, God told me this and God told me that. God spoke to me. God speaks to us. You speak to us through Bible scriptures. And not all scriptures apply to what our situations may be. And many people, they read the Bible and they think every scripture they read, they're looking for you to speak through those scriptures. We need to pray to you before opening a Bible. We need to ask you to show us the right way. And then you will speak to us through those scriptures. I just want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for everything that you've done. And I do want to give you the praises, glory, and honor. And I want to ask you to please be with us, walk with us during these critical times hard to deal with. Let no weapons formed against us or our loved ones. Help us to stay on the right path. And I pray for the youth out there, the adolescents, because there are no more role models. There are no more role models for them, dear Father. You see it. At one time, they looked up to the elders because the elders were moral. They had their morals. They were morally active, doing the right things. Today, we don't see these men out there working with the children, working with the adolescents. And we don't have to discipline our children. If they see that we're doing all the right things, they're going to follow suit. They're going to follow suit. They're going to try to do everything to please everyone. There are people in the prisons who are in prison because they try to do everything right. And they got soaked up by the evil. They got soaked up by people, their peers, who are all about parties, who are all about having good times. They were vulnerable to these type of associations. And as a result, they fell and they ended up in prison. Where are the role models? We don't even see them in the schools these days. The teachers, they're out there striking. What are they teaching our children? The government, with all of these laws, these rules, all these things that they're doing. The government spending time judging your people rather than providing for your people. They're throwing them all in prisons behind bars because they don't have a solution, because they don't have that interaction with the people. So they figure if they just throw them in prison and get them off the streets, that's all it's going to take. And what do we have, Father? You see it in the United States of America. You see mass incarceration. Mass incarceration you don't see in any other country. So you know where the problem is, Father. And all I ask is that you reward accordingly to those overseers throughout the country, throughout the world. Reward accordingly. Father, you know the problems. You know who is trying to do the right things. You know who is destroying your children. Regardless of age, gender, or race, these are your children who are being afflicted and persecuted by rulers in dark places in this world, by powers and principalities. You have taught us, those of us who have really searched the scriptures and read and prayed, you have taught us to be godly and to do the right things. And I ask you, Father, to touch the hearts, the minds, the souls of every individual in this world who feels that they are above you, who takes it upon themselves to judge people they do not know, who takes sides with others because they are friends with them or family. They take sides with others to do evil against the already persecuted ones in their homes, in the homes of others, in the streets, in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, even in the churches. Because just because people are under those rules of the churches doesn't mean that the leaders of the churches are always right either. When they start talking about other religions to their parishioners, to their congregation, they're sinning against you as well. Because none of them, no religious leader should be talking up against any religion that is talking about you. So, Father, this is my prayer today, and I'm sorry I didn't do it this morning, but I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now, and I hope that everyone listening will take time to sit down, to kneel down, or whatever, or even stand and thank you for what you have done for them. No matter what pain, sorrow, and suffering we are going through right now, we know that someday this is all going to be turned around and things are going to be perfect once again, whether it be in your heavenly kingdom, whether it be in this earthly paradise that you initially created. Whatever the case may be, I thank you because I know that everything that I've been through, everything that my loved one has been through, with the criticism, with the hatred, with the vengeance, retaliation, whatever, I know that you have been with us and that you have been watching every move that these people have been making, and that they will be rewarded accordingly. So once again, I ask you to be with all of us. And I ask you especially to be with those who are being heavily persecuted. And Father, one last thing. There are babies and children, toddlers out there that are being abducted, that are being abused, that are being violated. I ask you to be with them. And if they are still alive, return them to those who love them. Protect them, Father. Protect them. And with these television shows, these advertisements, they're exploiting these children when they are putting these children out there on television with no diapers on, Pampers, these children walking around, little children displaying, even the women, the adolescents that they put out there with just their bras and panties, and then they wonder why there's so much crime. Please stop it, Father. Please stop them from doing these things. And please stop all these violent movies that they're putting out there. The greedy people, these big corporations that are making so much money out of showing violence, and the violence is coming from real life pain and sorrow and sufferings of human beings. And when people watch these violent movies and they go out and they commit these crimes, then they go to prison. The ones that should be going to prisons, Father, I'm sure you know and sure you agree, are the ones that are showing these violent movies off the blood, sweat, and tears of people who have fallen and stumbled. So once again, I ask you to please, Father, be in the midst of all of this and stop it all. And I thank you because I know you're coming quickly. I thank you for this opportunity, Father, for me to pray to you. And hopefully for those that are listening, that they will do the same. You have been with us through it all. We know that you have a purpose for all these things. And I know that whatever the end result is, it will be your will. So I thank you once again. I pray this prayer and I send up this petition to be with us all, to heal and comfort and protect all those who have been persecuted, those who are still persecuted, those who are afflicted. Be with us all, Father. Lead and guide and direct us all. Be with our loved ones, our brothers and sisters, your sons and daughters worldwide. And again, I ask you to believe and to be with those right now in other countries who are suffering just as much, if not more. We are going through a spiritual battle right now, and we need to focus right now. We need to focus on you, your son, the Christ Jesus, and all others whom you have used in biblical times. And I will also say Muhammad, because many people think that all Muslims are bad. We know that you told Hagar or your angels in the desert that Ishmael would also be a great nation. So we have Israel and we have Ishmael, the tribes, the 12 tribes on both sides. I want to be respectful of both and all religions because I know that you yourself have a purpose for even them. So once again, I thank you, Father. We give you praises, glory, and honor. And I am going to say amen. And in the Christ Jesus, blessed and precious name, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank you, Father, for this prayer, for this opportunity. And I want to say that we give you the praises, glory, and honor. And we do so all in and through the precious and adorable name of your Son, our Savior. And we are going to end this show. And again, Miriam Jacobs, psychosocial therapist, will be on with us next Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. And I hope that everyone who listened to this will start focusing on the primary issue of what's going on around us right now. We are in the final days. We are in the final times. We don't have time to be judging other religions. We don't have time to be judging people we do not know. But we do have time to try to help in whatever way we can to help those who have been stumbled, to help those who are suffering, whether they be behind those prison walls, whether they be in the hospital, nursing homes, or wherever. Try to do something positive. Try to get out of that clique. Try to get out of those little boxes that you've been in all this time, focusing on association rather than godly devotion, and help. People need help. Seek out the ones that are seeking help from God. Seek out the ones who are seeking help from anyone, wherever they may be. And stop focusing on yourselves. We don't need to keep focusing on ourselves. We have someone that's overseeing everything that we're doing. He is overseeing the good. He's overseeing the bad. And someday we're going to all come before him, and we're going to have to give an accountability of why we did the things that we did while we were on this earth. So I'm going to close now and hopefully pick up next Wednesday with Miriam Jacobs. And I want everyone to know tomorrow we will be interviewing Lindsay Clare, who will be talking about her organization and what she has been doing. And we hope that you will stay tuned for that. So we are now going to end this episode, and I thank you once again for being with us.